gossip your pay. We are mystified at outlay. And from the promising first Carlotta, now Christine still, at least the seat gets sold. Gossip worthy weighed in gold. Eva tender resignation, covered of a moonlight glimpse. Half your cast disappears, but the crowd still cheers. Oh, terror! To hell with look and candle, have a scandal, and you're sure to have a damnable when they all walk out. This is damnable.
Oh, please don't shout, it's publicity,
and the cake is far free
publicity.
But we have no car.
But honestly, have you seen the queue? It seems you've got one, too. Dear Andre, what a charming girl.
Christine enjoyed a great success.
We were hardly bereft when Carlotta left. Otherwise, the chorus was entrancing, but the dancing was a lamentable.
Here, man, just a quick reminder. My salary has not been paid.
And in care of the ghost by return of
O.P.T.O. No one likes the debtor, so it's better if my orders are obeyed.
Who will have the gall to send this? Someone with a pure eye of brain.
See the folks find the beam.
Who the hell is this?
What for a ghost? It's really not amusing. It's amusing our position. In a distant thing of funny. It's a funny sort of method. To make better love retainer. Nothing plainer. Here's living.
What a pain!
You mean Carlos? I mean Miss Dye. Where is she? I want an answer. I take it that you send me this note.
What all this nonsense?
Of course not. Don't forget us. It's up to you then. Monsieur, don't argue. Isn't this the letter you wrote?
And what is it that we're meant to have wrote?
Written.
Do not fear for Miss Dying. The angel of music has her under his wing. Make no attempt to see her again.
If you didn't write it, who did?
Where is he?
Oh, welcome back.
Where is he?
What is it now?
And did you send it?
Of course not.
And if he will, you'll need to send it.
Of course not.
What's going on?
And what is it that I meant to have sent?
Your day at the opera popular number. Christine Dye will be on your behalf tonight. Be prepared for a great misfortune should you attempt to take her place.
Far too many notes for my taste, and most of them about Christine. All we've heard and we've gained is Miss Dye's name.
Miss Dye has returned.
In which case I think our meeting is adjourned.
Where precisely is she now?
I thought it best that she went home.
She needed rest.
May I see her?
No, monsieur, she will see no one.
Will she sing?
Will she sing? Here, I have a note.
Let me see it.
Please.
Gentlemen, I have now sent you several notes of the most amiable nature, detailing how my theater is to be run. You have not followed my instructions. I shall give you one last chance. Christine Dye has returned to you, and I am anxious her career should progress. In the new production of Wilmutter, you will therefore cast Carlotta as the page boy, and put Miss Dye in the role of Countess. The role which Miss Dye plays calls for charm and appeal. The role of the page boy is silent, which makes my casting, in a word, ideal.
I shall watch the performance from my normal seat in box 5, which will be kept empty for me. Should these commands be ignored, a disaster beyond your imagination will occur.
I remain, gentlemen, your obedient servant, O.G.
heaven, and you shall employ to have me.
I don't think this
could be for
her.
Indeed, can you believe it?
In your heart,
you can take nothing in your heart.
You are a star, and always will be.
In your
heart, we don't take quarters.
With I will be playing the page boy, the silent role. Carlotta will be playing the lead.
You don't deserve her.
If you think I am so afraid,
devotee.